The Independent Commission looking into 9/11 began its highest profile public hearings yet on Capitol Hill this morning. The 2 days of hearings focus on United States counterterrorism operations between the mid-90s and September 11, 2001, and include testimony from senior officials from both the Clinton and Bush administrations. Joining us now from the Capitol is NPR's Andrea Seabrook, NPR's congressional reporter who's been monitoring the hearings. Thanks for being with us today, Andrea.
Hi, thanks.
Andrea, give us a sense of sort of the overall atmosphere of the hearings today. What was your impression of how things went today?
Well, it's really fascinating to see this big narrative that you don't usually get to see of the inner workings of the State Department, the Department of Defense, spanning two different administrations. It starting with 1995, when the Clinton administration had the first indications that Osama bin Laden was a major financier of terrorists, through the picture that gradually came clear of how much he was involved in the Al-Qaeda network, the kinds of training camps they had, and what the State Department and other executive branch agencies did to try and target Osama bin Laden, target Al-Qaeda, and what kinds of law enforcement operations they tried. And sort of grappling with these issues of diplomacy and how you back it up with military force. One of the people who testified this morning was Secretary of State under President Clinton, Madeleine Albright, and she spoke of continually trying to track down and target Osama bin Laden and get other countries in the region, apply diplomatic pressure to get those countries to turn Osama bin Laden over to the United States. But she also made the point that that whole time frame from 95 up through the end of the Clinton administration looks much clearer this side of September 11th, 2001.
I think we have some tape of Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Let's listen to that tape.
We have to put ourselves into the pre-9/11 mode, and that it was, and it's hard because we've all been in our post-9/11 prism where we should be, and yet things were very different before 9/11. And as you point out, we were mostly accused of overreacting, not underreacting. And I believe we reacted appropriately, and as I said earlier, we would have acted more had we had actionable intelligence.
That was former Secretary of State for the Clinton administration, Madeleine Albright. What exactly, Andrea, does she mean by actionable intelligence?
Well, you know, it's a really sort of fascinating phrase, and it's sure to be one of the things that's somewhat controversial about this whole thing. The question of what kind of intelligence do you need, how specific, and how credible to act militarily. That's, in essence, speaks to the basic purpose of this whole commission, and it's one that is asked of both Clinton and the Bush administrations. Just moments ago, President Bush released a statement saying said that if he would have acted sooner, if he had had intelligence, credible intelligence, that there were attacks planned on New York. It's the same sort of question of how strong you need the intel to be.
We have some more tape from today's hearing. This morning, the current Secretary of State, Colin Powell, was questioned by one of the members of the 9/11 Commission, who was also a special prosecutor during the Watergate hearings. That's Richard Benvenisti. Let's listen to that tape.
You have characterized Secretary Wolfowitz's position as whether or not we ought to attack Iraq. Is it not the case that he advocated for an attack on Iraq?
He presented the case for Iraq and whether or not it should be considered along with Afghanistan at this time. I can't recall whether he said instead of Afghanistan. We all knew that Afghanistan was where Al-Qaeda was.
Now, Powell, what time frame is Powell talking about here?
He's talking about the days, September 11th and the few days immediately following that. In the very beginning, President Bush was meeting with the top brass of his administration trying to figure out what happened on September 11th and what the U.S. response to be, what should be to September 11th. And in this, Powell was referring to Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, who, Powell said, brought up Iraq right in the beginning of those meetings. And the question is whether or not Wolfowitz had any reason to suspect Iraq was related to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. And that's something several of the commissioners are trying to pin down.
This is an independent commission, but how political are these proceedings, or have they not gotten too political yet? Or
well, you know, it's not overtly so. It's not full. It's not like the kind of thing where you have partisan bickering and that you often see up here. But the political persuasions of the commissioners and
Andrea
those testifying.
Seabrook, I'm going to have to cut you off. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Andrea Seabrook is NPR's congressional reporter. She joined us from Capitol Hill in Washington. I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.